الرحمن الرحيم.
Myth, legend, and fact mixed together for the tale of Piri Reis. His world maps have caused controversy since their discovery back in 1929. They have been topic of debate for amateurs, historians, and researchers. And the debate is still in full swing till now. Space aliens and ancient extinct civilizations are a normal occurrence in these debates. Haji Ahmed Muhyiddin Piri was a Muslim Turk, an Ottoman Kapudan Ideria, captain of the sea, geographer and cartographer, born sometime between 869 and 875 years after Hijri, around 1465, in Gallipoli on the Aegean coast of the Ottoman Empire. Like most children in his hometown, he was schooled at home till the age of 12, where he was handed over to his uncle, none other than the famous Kemal Reis, Admiral of the Ottoman Navy, who would become his mentor until the time of his execution. Under his uncle's mentorship, this observant, eager boy grew into a master navigator and keen warrior. He took part in many naval wars of the Ottoman Empire against Spain and Venice. In the late 1400s, the Muslims of Granada, the last Muslim stronghold in Spain, had asked for help from the Ottomans, Egyptians, and Tunisians. Some of his earlier missions with Kemal Reis and his crew were to ferry oppressed Jews and Muslims from the Spanish cities and relocate them to the Ottoman Empire that welcomed them and gave them a new home. They were the final remnants of the surviving Muslims and Jews who had to suffer inhumane treatments since the Spanish Inquisition of 1492 and brought them to Constantinople. Following the death of his uncle, he returned to Gallipoli in 1511 to work on his first world map and an earlier version of his book of navigation. By 1516, he was again at sea as ship's captain in the Ottoman fleet. He took part in the 1516-17 Ottoman conquest of Egypt. Piri also took a part of the fleet up the Nile from Alexandria to Cairo, charted the area, and penned detailed observations of the region. From one conflict to the next, Piri Reis took part in almost every naval campaign that would take place in the Mediterranean, Indian Ocean, and the Arabian Gulf. In 1522, he participated in the Siege of Rhodes against the Knights of St. John, which ended with the island surrender to the Ottomans on the 25th of December, 1522, and the permanent departure of the Knights from Rhodes on the 1st of January, 1523, who relocated first, briefly to Sicily, and later permanently to Malta. In 1524, he captained the ship that took the Ottoman Grand Wazir, Ibrahim Pasha, to Egypt. By 1547, Piri had risen to the rank of Reis, Admiral, as a commander of the Ottoman fleet in the Indian Ocean, and the Admiral of the fleet in Egypt, headquartered in Suez. From his base in Suez, he launched several campaigns against the Portuguese, who had dominated the Muslim coast and the Indian Ocean by then. He recaptured the port of Aden from the Portuguese in 1548. And restored it to Muslim rule. Then Muscat followed in 1552, which Portugal had occupied since 1507, and the strategically important island of Kish. Once he secured the southern Arabian coasts, he turned his sights further to the east, capturing the island of Hormuz in the Strait of Hormuz and the entrance of the Arabian Gulf, and then occupied the Qatar Peninsula and the island of Bahrain, effectively depriving the Portuguese of suitable bases on the Arabian coast. An old man approaching the age of 90, he fought one last battle against the Portuguese in Basra. Sadly, it was a battle he did not win, and he retreated with several of his ships to Egypt. Political issues came into play, and he was executed in Egypt around 1554. History teaches us that his legacy, however, remains. How so? After the fall of Rhodes, Piri Reis was appointed as an advisor to the Ottoman Grand Wazir Ibrahim Pasha by royal decree. After learning of Kitab-i Bahriye and reviewing it, Ibrahim Pasha encouraged Piri Reis to turn it into a proper book and update the world map included in it. The book was then revised with additional information and better crafted charts, and then presented to the Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent as a gift. The revised edition had a total of 434 pages containing 290 maps. One of the most famous pre-modern books of navigation, it includes not only maps, it also contains detailed information on the major ports, bays, gulfs, capes, peninsulas, islands, straits, and ideal shelters of the Mediterranean Sea, as well as techniques of navigation and navigation-related information on astronomy, together with information about the local people of each country and city and the curious aspects of their culture. The book is split into two main sections. The first is dedicated to information about the types of storms, techniques of using a compass, charts with detailed information on ports and coastlines, methods of finding direction using the stars, and characteristics of the major oceans and the lands around them. The second section is entirely composed of charts and cruise guides. Each topic contains the map of an island or coastline. It starts with the description of the Dardanelles Strait and continues with the islands and coastlines of the Aegean Sea, Ionian Sea, Adriatic Sea, Tyrrhenian Sea, Ligurian Sea, the French Riviera, the Balearic Islands, the coasts of Spain, the Strait of Gibraltar, the Canary Islands, the coast of North Africa, Egypt, and the River Nile, the Levant, and coastline of Anatolia. The second section also includes descriptions and drawings of the famous monuments and buildings in every city, as well as biographic information about Piri Reis, who also explains the reasons why he preferred to collect these charts in a book instead of drawing a single map, which would not be able to contain so much information and detail. And so it is. The copies of the Kitab-i-Bahri are found in many libraries and museums around the world. Copies of the first edition, dating back to 1521, are found in the Topkapi Palace, the National Library of Vienna, the State Library of Dresden, the National Library of France in Paris, the British Museum in London, amongst others. Piri Reis was an extraordinarily able cartographer, somehow absorbing two types of map making created in the Western Mediterranean and making them his own to the extent that he was able to improve upon them. Now, in the 21st century, almost 500 years after Piri Reis completed his magnum opus, we can recognize the novelty of what Piri Reis created in Kitab-i-Bahri. By merging text and maps into one, he tried to help sailors get where they want to go, safely. He improved maritime directions. Join us in our final segment on Monday as we review and highlight key points of the Ramadan 2016 documentary.